As Hashem Yisbach, we begin Perek Shlish, the third chapter in the Rambam Sichas Asur Mizbech, and the laws of what is forbidden for the Mizbech to be sacrificed on the altar in the Sefer Avodah, which we continue in the previous two Perakim, which is discussing regarding that of blemishes. Specifically, we discussed the blemishes related to the bird Karbanis, which is different, as the Rambam begins Halach Alf, from that of animal Karbanis. As the Rambam explains, in the moment placed in Ba'if, the blemishes do not invalidate by a bird Karban at all. We don't have the halachas of Mumin. To the large extent. And the chain also another element, echad azachav echad nekev ba'if. Doesn't make a difference if it's male or female by a bird. Because shalei nemet tamim zachar, it doesn't say unblemished and male, el b'nei b'vad, only by animal karbanis. Now, but the Rambam qualifies. He said, b'medvim, when we say this, there's no problem about blemishes, it's b'mum kitanim. It's by small blemishes, let's say a cataract in the eye. But if you have a bird, let's say its wing dried up, or its eye was blinded, or nikta raglo, or its leg was cut off, then even by the bird kabanas, it would be forbidden to the mizbech, because she'im akrib mechasek klal. It's not because of the mum, of the tumim part, but it's because it's lacking, and we don't bring any lacking element as a carbon, including the bird. And v'cheinim noilu by achas min atreifer. So to, let's say the bird develops one of the mortal defects, sha'is nois b'achila, which makes it forbidden to be eaten, there also is a nifsal carbon. There would be invalidation for a carbon even by a bird, because as we brought in the previous parak, hakarebeil no l'fachasecha, that if you can't eat it, you wouldn't bring it to your governor, you can't bring it to Hashem either, which applies to an animal that's a treifa. Now, halacha beis, specifically regarding the blemishes as they apply to birds, so tarim ketanim psulim. Tarim are turtle doves, which are a certain type of dove. If they're small, if they're young, then they're invalid. Now, in regards to the young doves, if they're too big, so then actually they're psulim. And the reason is, Shanim, because it says the pasuk in Yikra, min ha-tayrim oy min b'nei ha-yoin, it says from the turtle doves or from the young yoina, which in the entire Torah doesn't say the by tayrim b'nei, and by yoina it never says it without saying b'nei, which teaches us that tayrim have to be not b'nei, which they can't be too young, and the yoina cannot be too old. And actually, tchilas hatziuv b'zeh b'zeh pasul, the beginning of the yellowing by each one is invalid, and that's because that's already too old for the yoina and too young for the tayrim, because tayrim have to be older and yoina have to be younger. Now, that must be b'nei yoina k'shem, and how long do the b'nei yoina, the young doves, remain kosher? It's kozman sha'ikar kanav, as long as if you would pull out a feather, umismalam kemi karadam, and the place of the root would fill up with blood, that's a young bird, which would be kosher as b'nei yoina. And vatayrim, when the turtle doves start being valid, they're k'shem mishay yizavu, they become valid when they have that gold-like color, that's already when it's old enough. Halacha gimel, regarding other blemishes as they apply to the birds, hatumtum vadreganis. Tumtum is when you can't see any sign of gender, and dragoness has both signs of gender. Now, although there's no greater blemish than them, but there are invalidations for the birds to the altar for a different reason, not because of a blemish. And the reason is lefishin safik zachar safik nekevet. The reason is simply because we don't know if it's male or female. So harim kiminachar, so in the sense it's like a different species. Now, Oba Kabbanis, the Nemergan Kabbanis that says Zachar Tam Nekeba Tamima, has to be an unblemished male and an unblemished female, which teaches us that she is Zachar Vada in the Nekeba Vadois. It has to be definitively male or definitively female. The Fikr, therefore, Afa Eif. So to the bird, should Tum to my dragness, if it's one of those two that you cannot tell the gender or has both signs, Pasam Azbech, it's going to be invalid from Azbech, not because of the Mum, but simply because of the species that is not definitively male or female. Halacha Dal. Also, other invalidations, v'chein ha'kalayim, so regarding a mixed breed, v'yetze daifin, and it was born through a cesarean, it came through the abdominal wall, the baby, v'mechuzizman, or if it's still missing the time or the age, as Ram is going to explain each one of these, that it's not old enough yet to be brought as a carbon. P'sulin, af, api, shein, b'mum, they're going to be invalid, even though there's no blemish, as we said that in general, there's no laws of blemishes regarding bird kabanas. Why are they invalid? Because Shenemet says in the pasuk, shor echese v'ayis, an ox, or a lamb, or a goat. What do you mean, or? It's actually a kol min v'min, but from the asma, it has to be that each species is on its own. It can be a mixture, which is kliyim, from a lamb and a goat. When this isn't the pasuk there, ki valid, when it's going to be born, probably it's a daifin. That comes through the natural canal, the vaginal canal, and not if it's born through a cesarean, through the abdominal wall. And when it says, v'yishiv es yam, it should be for 7 days, Pratam Chazizman, that excludes if it's not yet reached that age of 8 days, it's still within the 7 days, which is invalid. And it should be 7 days, it says Tachas Imoy, under its mother. Prat that excludes another case, Liyasim, to an orphaned baby, Shanil Acha Shanishcha to Imoy, that if it was born after the mother was already slaughtered, so it was never Tachas Imoy, that's also invalidating it as a carbon. Halacha Hey, another case, Hanidma, that which appears to be like another creature. Ava Pishin Klaim, although that's not actually what we just invalidated before of a mixed breed, because it's not from a mixed breed, both of its parents were the same species, still a reapostle Mizbech is going to be invalid from Mizbech. Kate said, what's the case? So if you have a Rachel, if you have a sheep, it gives birth to like a goat-like creature. Or if you have a goat that gives birth like a lamb, Ava Pishin mixes Simon, although it has some of the signs of its mother, but since some level it appears to be like a different species, it's invalidated like as if it has a permanent blemish. There's no greater permanent blemish than what looks different than what it's supposed to look like. And so to, let's say the animal sodomized a person, or was sodomized, which means a human being engaged in bestiality with the animal, whether as a female would be, the animal would be the Reveya, and if it's with a male, the animal would be a Nirva. V'hamukta la b'dezara, over set aside for idolatry, or v'hanever of its worship as a b'dezara, av b'shem mutar machilo, although these four cases we just mentioned, they're actually permitted for a regular person to eat them, they're not non-kosher, harem p'sum l'gam mezbech, but still they're invalid to be brought as a carbon for the mezbech. Kashanem, it says in the pasuk, ki mashchasam b'hem, because it says their perversion is them, that's invalid as a carbon. Now, kol sheyesh b'hashchasa, which teaches anything that has the terminology of hashchasa, perversion related to them, is possible and valid. Now, u'baveiru, I'm regarding it sinful, illicit, immoral acts. The pasuk says in Bereishis Vav, ki hishchas kalbasa, because all man has destroyed their flesh. They've been perverted. So that excludes reve and nirva. U'bavaydizar kasa, regarding idolatry, which is the case of muktzah and nevad, it says kishichas amcha, because your people have perverted, which is because they had worship of avaydizar. And b'chem b'hem of aivshar gazadim. So to, let's say, if an animal or a bird, if they kill a person, harein kereveh, or nirba, they're also just the same perverted as if they committed sodomy or was sodomized. U'psul mizbech, and nirba, they're going to be invalid for the mizbech. Now, Halacha Zayin says, Ram v'yiroli, it appears to me, sh'ava pishin kol psuma elur ru'i l'mizbech l'karbon, although all these invalidations are not fit to be brought as a carbon on mizbech, im avavik, even if one violated and brought them as a carbon, he's not going to get lashes biblically. And the reason is officially in this parsha as a harasin, because their prohibitions were not explicit in the Torah. Rather, they learned that, as we said, from kimashchasim behem, which we learned that from other places, they're considered hashchasa, but it's not explicitly that these four cases should not be brought. Therefore, one would not get lashes. Now, aval esnan zayna. But regarding other invalidations, that which is exchanged for the services of a harlot, u'mechir kelev, or that which is exchanged for the purchase of a dog, those animals that were the exchanges, asun gam mizbech, they are forbidden to be brought as a carbon on mizbech. And v'amakav achem hem oishneim keechad, if someone sacrifices one of these, the esnan zayin or the mechir kelev, oishneim keechad, or both of them together, loike achem is going to get one set of lashes. He's going to get lashes, and if you do both, it's going to be one. Now, shenem, the reason is because it says in Devarim, loisavi esnan zayin mechir kelev, it's explicitly that negative prohibition of Torah, so one was going to get lashes, don't bring the exchange of the harlot and the exchange of the dog. Now, why, if you do both, are you going to get one set of lashes for both of these negative prohibitions? Because, as we just read the pasuk, they're both born in one negative prohibition, therefore they consider as one set of lashes. Halacha ches, regarding something else we mentioned before of mechus zman, mitzvah saseh is a positive man, la'akav kol ha'karbonos, to sacrifice all the karbonos, miyom ha'shmini v'halo, from day 8 and onwards. Because Shanem, it says in the pasuk, v'yishivas yom tachzi, it should be for 7 days beneath its mother, v'miyom ha'shmini v'halo, not from day 8 and on, it's going to be acceptable. Now, b'chol shivas yom nikr, but all those first 7 days, the animal is called mechus zman, that's lacking the date. Now, v'av b'shem mechus zman puzzle, although if it's lacking the date, it's invalid. Im avav ekrivu, here also one violates and sacrifices, and lake is not going to get lashes. And here the reason is, although it is explicit in the Torah, Nishu Lava B'machla Aseh, because it's a negative prohibition that's derived from a positive commandment. It doesn't say anywhere you shouldn't, it's saying what you should. And from there you derive what you shouldn't. So therefore one doesn't get lashes, but B'le Nirtar Karbon, the carbon is not acceptable. Now, Halacha Tes, Tarim Shlehigi Yizman, continue on this theme of Lehigi Yizman, a turtle dove that has not yet reached its time, which we said it has to have turned gold-like color, where Shein K'machus Yizman Behemoth, it's the same equivalent of lacking the 8 days by an animal, or ubnei yenish avizman, or let's say the young dove, which has already passed its time, it's already too old, hakol kabamum, they're all considered like blemishes, And but v'amakriv an inin loike, but if whoever sacrificed is not going to get lashes, and the reason for that is because the Torah doesn't write it in an explicit negative prohibition. Rather, it's a lava b'machlal say, because it just says what to do. Bring it from the term ubnei yoin. It doesn't say not to. Ava bishar karmen pasul anirza. Although obviously the karmen is going to be invalid and not be accepted. Now, Halacha Yud, the Ram discusses regarding the differences of regarding sanctifying these blemished animals, these invalid animals. So hamakdish tumtum adreganus. If someone sanctifies the tumtum where the gender is not clear, or nadreganus has both signs of gender, or trefo has a mortal defect, or v'klaim, or is a mixed breed, or v'yitzadayfin who was born through a Caesarean, la mezbech, if he sanctifies these animals for the mezbech. So harizik hamakdish etzim avadim, this is like sanctifying stone and wood. And the reason for that is levishein kedusha chal al gufim, because the sanctity doesn't even take effect as the physical sanctity on the bodies of these animals. V'harim chul l'chadava, they're considered like unconsecrated for all halachic practices. It just has a monetary sanctity. V'yimachru, so you sell them v'yavi b'dmein kol karmen sheyirtza, and you bring from its monetary values from the proceeds whatever karmen that you want to. And v'einam kibam mum, and it's not like a blemished animal. Meaning specifically when you do a tamura on the carbon to that on a bal mum, where the sanctity of tamura takes effect on the bal mum, but on these, if you did a tamura onto, let's say, andragonus or trefa, all these other ones, tamura would not take effect. What's the difference? Shabal mum yesh b'mina carbon, because a blemished animal, at least its species, could be brought a carbon. In contrast to these, no trefa is brought, no tumtum, no andragonus, so therefore that's the difference, where a bal mum really is a regular kosher carbon. It just happens to have developed its singularity as a blemish. Now, avala makdish, but if let's say someone sanctifies reveya, an animal that sodomized, or benir, but was sodomized, or mukta was set aside for avodah zarah, but was worshipped by avodah zarah, benasna mechir, if was swapped for a harlot services, or that exchanging, doing bartering with a dog, harizik makdish bamum oiver. So these are like when one sanctifies a temporary blemished animal, where the halach is v'yiru, they should graze at sheibul mem mum kavua until they develop a permanent blemish, v'yipadu alav, and then you redeem it. And mechin makdash mechutz zman. So if someone, let's say, sanctifies something that's not yet time for it to be brought, harizik makdash b'mum loiver. It's like you sanctify a temporary blemished animal, where ve'ena loika, you're not going to get lashes. But in this regard, it's not like a b'mum loiver. Of course, if someone sanctifies the b'mum to the mizbech, he gets lashes. Doesn't make a difference if it's oiver or kavua. But here, you're not going to get lashes by mechutz zman. K'mesh b'man, like we explained in halacha ches, because it's not an explicit. It's a lav haba mechlal say of mechutz zman. Halacha Yilav, the Ram concludes and he says, Nimtzu comes out, kalasul mizbech, whatever is forbidden for the mizbech, harem haba asr, there are 14 types of invalidations. Ve'elahim, they are bamum, which we spoke about at great length, many different types of blemishes, but that's one category. V'shein min mufchar, if it's not from the choices type, mechutz evim evnim, or if it's lacking a limb from the inside, it's just not tamimim, utreva has a mortal defect, the climate's a mixed breed, the yitzadayfin if it's born through a Caesarean, the revei if it's sodomized, v'nibra if it was sodomized, v'shem is adam if it killed a person, ha-nevet if it was worshipped by the tzar, ha-mukta was set aside by the tzar, ha-esnan if it was the animal was given to the harlot for her services, ha-mechir that which was exchanged for the purchase of a dog, and mechutz zman, and if it is lacking the time of to be the appropriate age or stage to be brought as a carbon. Now, halacha yud beis, kol asur negam mizbeach. So whatever is forbidden from mizbeach, like we mentioned in the previous halacha, ayishin b'chal shem, they are forbidden in whatever minute amount. Meaning, afil nasar b'echad b'riba, even if this one animal gets mixed into 10,000 and it's unrecognizable which one it is, nifzad hakol, they're all lost. The nifzad mizbeach, they all become invalidated for the mizbeach because it's a davar chashiv. It's something that cannot have a halacha bitul. Now, the kulon and all these that are invalid from mizbeach, valdeisein mutran l'mizbeach. The children that are born from these animals are permitted from the mizbeach. Chutz, there are some exceptions. Mevlad nirbas, from the child of an animal that was sodomized. Then the bedis was worshipped by avodah zarah. Umuktas, and it was set aside for avodah zarah. V'shemes adman, and it killed a person. Shavlot nasur l'mizbeach k'mayis, and there the children are going to be forbidden from the mizbeach, just like the mothers themselves. As the Rambam explains halacha yud gimel, he said, the medrash, when we say this, is k'shenevd ba'aveira, if it was, let's say, it was worshipped, and it was done with it a sin, or it killed the person when it was pregnant. So the child was with it at the time when it became invalidated. It was, so to speak, part of the animal that was sodomized, or was part of the animal that was worshipped, or that killed the person. And that was like one of the limbs of its limbs. So therefore it has the same prohibition. But if, let's say, the animal became pregnant after it had already had the sin committed with it, or after that it killed the person, So that means the fetus was never part of that sin. It came afterwards. Harei blood the kosher mizbech. So then the child's going to be kosher for the mizbech. And afilu nirbu kishimu kodeshes. And even if the animal sodomized when it was already sanctified as a carbon. But only v'achkach nesah, but only after that did it become pregnant. And the v'intzarach lemon, you don't have to say im nirbu if it was sodomized v'chulim when it was unconsecrated. V'achkach ekdisha, and only subsequently was it sanctified in nesah, and then after that it became pregnant. That v'shosh blood the muta, that the child that comes out of that is going to be permitted. And v'chein similarly, efroyach beyas terefa. In other words, the chick that's born from an egg from a dove that's a trefa mother, has a mortal defect, that mutl mizbeach, that chick is going to be permitted for the mizbeach, because the chick is only created after the egg like putrefies and becomes like earth, and therefore that nullifies the isser of the mother, and therefore the child here also is going to be permitted. Similarly, halach yidal hamashtach v'lakamim, someone, let's say, bows down to worship the standing grain. So chitel mutaris l'matar l'manachas, it's wheat that comes from those stalks, are going to be permitted for the flower offerings. Shari nishtanu, because they changed. And the nidmu, if it's comparable, lavlodu shalisru mizbeach shemitarim, to the children of those mother animals that we said are forbidden mizbeach, which the children are going to be permitted. Where if, let's say, they was worshipped and then became pregnant, here also, first it was like the standing grain, and then subsequently became flour, that's a change, therefore that derivative is going to be permitted. And v'chei behem asot to an animal, shepitma b'karshina b'dizor, let's say they fatten the animal with vetch from idolatry. That animal with the vetch inside of it is going to be permitted for the mizbech. Shari nishtanu, because the vetch changed by being eaten by the animal. Now, leichin kol karbanos min hagoyim, we're allowed to purchase all karbanos, all animals from the Gentiles for karbanos. And the chiddush is ve'in choish lehem, we're not concerned for leimishim reveya v'nirva, not that maybe the animal sodomized or was sodomized, leimishim mukta v'nevad, or maybe it was set aside or worship as a deserved by the Gentiles. No, we're not concerned with that. Actually, yivad b'vandesh is a nefsal, until we know definitively that it did become invalidated that way. Because harei like we find the passage in Shmuel Alf that says mi'amaleki hivium, from the amalekim, that people of Amalek, they brought them these animals ashcham ala'am, that the people were concerned about al-metav hatzayim v'abakar, because of the great sheep and cattle, l'man zvoich l'shem l'kecha, to go ahead and slaughter that fashem, that your God, meaning as karbanos, you see that we're going to bring it as karbanos, which they took from the Kayim, and therefore obviously we don't have to be concerned unless we know definitively that it did have these pesulim.